Ed Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton from 2SER 107.3 in Sydney, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning and policy, from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. First off this week, the Supreme Court has okayed the Trump administration's travel ban on several Muslim-majority countries. Trump has been fighting for this one on supposed national security grounds ever since he got in, fighting and losing in the courts. Now a big, big win in the Supreme Court. What's your take, Ed?
He really got what he got before. I remember this came to the Supreme Court as an injunction order, and they denied the injunction, which meant the travel ban as it was, slightly modified, was put in place. And now the court has just decided that that should be permanent, giving the president some degree of authority to determine who's eligible to come to the United States. And of course, this has been used by Obama. It's been used by a lot of people in the past, particularly after 9/11. I don't think it's really a big deal, but it is a victory for Trump.
The decision to uphold the travel ban was a 5-4 ruling, the five conservatives now on the bench ruling in favor of the ban. Now, the makeup of the Supreme Court was one of the biggest issues Republicans and Democrats were fighting for in the lead-up to the 2016 election, with Republicans, of course, obstructing President Obama's ability to select a new justice. Now it seems like the Democrats' worst fears are being answered. Justice Anthony Kennedy is set to resign as well, and Trump will get another pick at the bench. Huge potential ramifications, Ed.
Not really. Kennedy will be replaced by a Kennedy, I think, if Trump wants to get it through. Moreover, I'm not even sure it'll even come up. Remember, the Democrats are mounting a very strong effort so that this will not happen before the next election, so the American people can weigh in on it. This is the same rule that the Republicans used. So there's a chance, and there are a couple of Republicans who might swing this in that direction, particularly from Missouri. The senator from Missouri has never been a fan of Trump. And, you know, the senator from Maine is not a fan of Trump. So those two women could actually swing this in the opposite direction. There are 49 Democrats. So it only takes two. And perhaps one, given the fact that McCain is now out.
Well, I must admit it would be fairly remarkable to see, because there wasn't a lot of justification for what the Republicans were claiming in 2016 around the Supreme Court, but they did still have the numbers to obstruct. Democrats right now do not have those same numbers, but you reckon a couple of swing votes might be in there?
I think there's a strong possibility here. McConnell actually said, if you listen closely, the judge will be decided on in the fall, which means that could be November.
Now, one we were talking about last week, family separations for migrants attempting to cross illegally into the United States, was causing quite a bit of backlash. Trump has since signed an executive order to end that practice. Two things. One, it actually doesn't put those separated families back together. And two, Trump has gone on to suggest illegals in the U.S. should be denied due process, but instead just booted straight out as long as we can find them. Anything worth talking about here, or are we just playing to the base?
Oh, just playing to the base. I mean, Trump said we don't need 500 more justices to run this process. I don't need any more judges. What country uses judges? It sounds like Adolf, what was his name? At any rate, no one wants that to happen. When you're in the United States, you are subject to U.S. laws. If you're in Germany, you're subject to German laws. If he messed around with this, the United States citizens would be at grave danger when they traveled.
And some concerning Trump news that might have flown under the radar with all the other noise. China has approved 38 new Trump trademarks to open a number of hotels, bars, escort services, massage parlors, a whole bunch of different businesses, raising fears Trump is profiting from his presidency without seeking approval from Congress. Meanwhile, the Trump organization refuses to track foreign revenue for Congress, saying it's simply too difficult. If you've got a president more concerned with personal enrichment than running the country, this looks like America for sale, and you'd have to say America for sale at absolutely bargain prices, Ed.
Well, the truth of the matter is this is a violation of the Constitution, not some little law out there. The president cannot receive any emoluments, which is a big word, while he is in office. That means he can't even get a ticket on an airplane. He can't get anything. The state of Maryland has sued the president of the United States on that basis. Other states are providing amicus curiae briefs. If this gets through the courts, I think Mr. Trump will have to either give up all that stuff or give the money back. This is a clear violation of the law.
And someone who's not Trump, not even a Republican, causing a stir with controversial comments this week, Democratic Rep. Maxine Waters encouraging protesters to target members of the Trump administration whenever they're seen in public following a couple of, high-profile incidents. Helpful or unhelpful, Ed?
Maxine Waters has a very big mouth, and she's going to open it, and 90% of the time she hits the target. This time she opened her mouth without engaging her brain, unfortunately. And she's a very good friend of mine, and I think she's sorry she said it. But the incivility that is going on in the United States is manifest by the president, not Maxine Waters.
And did want to look at some of the primary elections this week. Biggest takeaway in the news, probably out of New York, 28-year-old progressive Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez beating out former boss, establishment Democrat John Crowley in the Democratic primary. What have we missed, Ed?
This is good news. This means that the Bernie faction now has new legs and young people, not in Bernie, not in leftist rhetoric, but grounded people. Furthermore, it means the Democratic Party is a bigger tent, and that tent gets bigger on the left, and it gets bigger in the middle, as we saw in California. So some of the California lefties didn't win, people closer to the middle won. And as I've said several times on this show, the people who represent the local constituents are going to win in this election. And it's not a vote for or against Trump or for a party. It's a vote for the local ideas, and the Democrats seem to be on track there.
Now, I want to do a quick whip around the globe, as it were, because there's a couple of international items. Firstly, Donald Trump to sit down with Russian President Vladimir Putin for the very first time. Now, we know that Putin is a very canny political operator on top of a great deal of other things. Trump, if you go off the basis of the North Korea meeting not so long ago, tends to go into these things a little bit unprepared, feeling like he can go with his gut and not necessarily have to do a great deal of research into his opponent before sitting down across from them. The two meeting of the minds there, Ed, would you expect a great deal to come out of this?
Are you expecting two minds to be there? At least there'll be one. Maybe they can share it. Look, this is a victory for Vladimir Putin. Nothing has to happen in this meeting. Putin can say whatever he wants. It won't mean anything. But both of them are liars. It's just like a couple of guys at the bar. They can tell whatever lie they want. Unfortunately, the press will cover these lies. The president's already said he's been guaranteed by Mr. Putin that they didn't interfere with elections. Now, this is on top of the fact that every committee of the House and Senate and every investigative body has said just the opposite. So maybe they'll hug at this meeting. It seems though we've got people of the same ilk.
And I wanted to circle back on the Russia investigation in a moment, but still staying international, North Korea. We've had the North Korea summit. As you sort of mentioned last week, it's kind of done and dusted for Trump. He had a bit of a victory and, well, unfortunately for him, it's kind of moved on from the news cycle. Yet we see it cropping back up this week that the North Koreans are upgrading one of their nuclear facilities in spite of the air quotation marks vow to denuclearize. Now, as you said, Trump, you believe Trump had done a fairly good job on at least ensuring there's no nuclear missile heading the United States way anytime soon. But this, are we maybe judging too quickly? Are we leaping to a judgment too quickly on this news out of North Korea? Or what's the feeling?
No, I think what the North Koreans are doing, and I said this before, they are not going to reduce their nuclear weaponry. They are going to modernize it. That'll mean there'll be fewer actual bombs and better methods to move those bombs with their missiles. But they will offer assurances that they're joining the big guys like Pakistan, India, etc., who all have that same capability. That's the best we're going to get out of them anytime soon. And I think that's not a bad result given the haphazard stuff that was going on before.
And as I mentioned, the Russia investigation, a lot of Republicans have been crying for a long time for this investigation to end. Mueller has, interestingly enough, said they will accelerate the probe into Trump and Russia. They're getting away from the other aspects that this investigation has led them to and really focusing in on the Russia connection. What do you make of this?
Well, I think he has to. There's an election coming up, and he does not want to be part of the election cycle here. So anything that comes out that's too close to election will be, by either side, views as helpful. So he really has to speed this up. I was expecting him to finish it at least by September the 1st.
And before I let you go, Ed, news this week that Trump might also deign to visit Australian shores sometime in the near future. He's as divisive a figure here as he is back home in the States. You can just about guarantee he'll be met with massive protests like those planned in the UK, while at the same time our politicians will be very eager to please in order to shore up our country's alliance. Any thoughts?
Well, I'm hoping you guys will ask me to cover that event, so I'll have press credentials to get in and ask Mr. Trump some questions. I know he'll recognize the voice. I doubt if he'll come. He doesn't like to go any place where he is not popular. And he knows he is not popular here. So I think what he's saying is, I haven't sent an ambassador over. I'm just saying nice things just to keep you guys from feeling sorry for yourselves or angry at us. But we are not higher on his priority list at all.
US Event is produced in the studios of 2SER 107.3. To help support the work we do, go to 2SER.com/donate. Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest in American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.